Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
Ooh, no, baby, we're back. Please. After the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I hope you can tell I'm having fun. Anytime I'm out here with my peeps, folks, anytime I'm out here with small business owners and chamber, when you throw small businesses in together with the Chamber of Commerce, you know, that's when I'm the happiest. If I can be with them and have them talk to me and you about their businesses and what they do in their industries and what wakes them up at night, what frightens them, and what are some of their best practices, and to hear about all these different things. And, of course, you know, the high point of my day today was when the guy, the creamery guy, brought the ice cream. That was wonderful. But now we're about to top that, I think, because we're going to be talking to a banker. And, of course, one of my favorite things in the world to do is to talk to bankers. Brian Thomas is the vice president with Clear Mountain Bank. He's with us right now. We're going to talk about what it's like being a banker here in Garrett County, Maryland. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here.
Well, I appreciate that. It's great to have you here as well.
Well, I appreciate it. And your bank is one of the sponsors of this whole program, the Our Story Conference, which is what I'm here to do, to broadcast from and to speak to. And I'm really enjoying it, and I appreciate your bank's participation. Tell us a little bit about, the reason I said that I always like talking to banks is because, sort of like the reason that, what was the bank robber's name who said he robbed banks because that's where the money was? I like talking to banks because that's where the money is.
Well, we like to think that we have a few dollars to lend.
Maybe that's not a great example, a great analogy to use, but we got to keep our bankers happy because, you know, Brian, I hope you agree with me. I think you will. Banks and small businesses won't make it in the 21st century without each other. What do you think?
I agree with that statement 100%. It's a cycle. We need small businesses to borrow and deposit, and they need us to be able to fund their needs. So without small business, I would think our bank would suffer and decline.
Well, and I don't have to tell you about how important small businesses are to the community, not only to the economy, not only to the marketplace, but to the community, because that's where the volunteers come from. That's where the soccer coaches come from. It's a great source of community, isn't it?
Yes, and not only that, but it's where the jobs come from. We don't have a lot of large manufacturers, and it's very difficult to attract those kinds of people to our area. So small business really does generate the jobs and the income to keep the local economy moving forward.
So we don't even think about what Garrett County, Maryland would look like without small businesses, do we?
Oh, absolutely not. I would tell you that that's the entire job base, and it's the entire economy is basically small business.
Tell us about your bank. Tell us about Clear Mountain Bank.
Well, we're a small community bank. We have 9 locations, and this is our home base. And we've been in business. We combined 2 banks together. One was in business since 1903, and the other since 1891. So.
Wow.
We're very, very locally entrenched here. This is our home. This is where we've grown up, and
planted in the ground, aren't you?
Well, we like to think so.
What now? When did the merger happen?
We just completed that in October of this year.
You're a brand bank then.
Well, I guess we're a new old bank. Both of our banks, we own both of our banks together. Our bank. Purchased Terra Alta Bank, the former Terra Alta Bank, in 1987, and it took us 18 years to make the decision, but we finally put the two together.
Well, that's good. Well, what are the advantages? What are some of the efficiencies and the advantages of having them together?
Well, basically, we can support the promotion of one brand instead of dividing our marketing resources to support two. We also found that we were duplicating a lot of expenses. For example, whenever we would purchase a piece of software, we had to purchase 2 licenses, one for each bank, instead of, you know, just purchasing one for the combined organization. So our savings are going to be huge.
Absolutely. What about the customers, though? You know, the cardinal rule in business is when you confuse your customers. Were your customers ever confused about the two banks?
No, I don't think so. One of the things that we took great pains to do is to make sure we communicated with our customers several times about what it is that we were trying to do and accomplish.
Right.
And they may have gotten tired of receiving, you know, letters and pamphlets and emails from us, but I think in the end they were very in tune with what it was we were doing, and the transition exceeded our expectations. It went very smooth.
So what is the size of Clear Mountain Bank now?
We have an asset size of approximately $262 million.
It's a nice little bank there. But you're still in the community bank, though, right?
We're still a community bank. $262 million is not very large in today's banking world.
No, you're right about that. It doesn't take a lot of banks out there already in the billions, but I really like independent community banks. They're good friends to small business, and I'm sure your bank is too. What about SBA lending? Do you do SBA?
Yes, we do participate with the SBA lending programs, absolutely.
SBA guaranteed loans. Do you do a lot of those?
We do some. We'd like to do more, but unfortunately, we haven't been able to process more through the SBA.
Well, all you small businesses out there, you heard what the man said. They want to do more SBA guaranteed loans. Just check on it and see what you can find out. Talk to these folks at Clear Mountain Bank. Brian Thomas is going to be back with us. We're going to do one more segment with him. We're going to talk about what he thinks small business owners should be focusing on when they do business with a bank, when they need a loan. What does that look like? What do you need to bring to your banker? We're going to do that right after these messages. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, broadcasting from our story conference, Garrett County, Maryland.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am so smart. I am so smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Back. Or after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog while you're there. You can find both of those right there on the homepage at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget all the other things that are available to you to help you start, run, and grow your small business. And it's all available to you for free, thanks to our great sponsors. Brian Thomas is with us. He's vice president with Clear Mountain Bank here in Garrett County, Maryland. We're talking about what it's like to be a banker in Garrett County. And Brian, you've already told us how important small businesses are to the economy, to your bank, the success of your bank. So obviously, we need to get small business owners to be a little bit better, do a little bit better job, be a little more professional, a little more comprehensive in bringing their loan requests to you. And I'd like for you to help us out. If you were going to consider a small business loan package today for, let's just say, $50,000 for some upgrade, some equipment, or real estate, or whatever it might be, a computer upgrade, or something like that. What do you want to see from these small businesses when they bring you the proposal?
If they bring us a loan proposal, we like to see first that they've done their homework.
What does that mean?
Well, we like to see them have a good idea of why they need the money, how they're going to employ it in their business, and we need to understand how they're going to pay it back. And we're not looking for an elaborate 200-page business plan, but what we are looking for is, has the business owner thought through, why do I need this money, how will I employ it for success of my business, and how am I going to repay it? And the biggest problems that we see when we get an application from a small business owner is that they haven't thought through all of these issues. They haven't taken time to prepare good financial statements that we can look at to ascertain whether or not they can repay the debt.
That's one of the biggest deficiencies, isn't it? They don't have the financial records, including a projection of how the cash flow is going to come in to repay the loan.
Absolutely right. That's one of the most difficult things for small business owners that we find. We try to help them. We have forms that are fill-in-the-blank forms that they can use to create a personal financial statement or a business financial statement, because a lot of the business owners have never had to do that. And but it's something that a bank needs to be able to understand. Can the borrower repay the money? Because the last thing we want to do as a bank is to go in and have to repossess a piece of collateral or foreclose on real estate. That's the absolute worst-case scenario. We never want to get to that point.
Absolutely. Well, you know, a banker told me one time, he said, you know, of all the documents you could bring me, the one that I really want to see is the cash flow statement that shows how you're going to operate your business and along the way the payment gets made.
Well, cash flow is king. I mean, cash flow is what makes payments. And it's sometimes not profitability. We've had several small business clients who are very profitable, but because they have been growing so quickly, the business consumes every bit of cash that's generated, and you can actually have a very profitable business, but one that has a negative cash flow just because of the growth and the investment required by that.
Well, and it can fail, and that's one of the, you know, I always make a little joke about if you see somebody walking around town with a look on their face like they've just been hit by a truck, and you know, it's probably a small business that didn't realize that you can literally succeed yourself right out of business.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that we find that cause small businesses to fail is the fact that they've grown too fast. They've grown beyond their means to be able to support it with cash flow.
And that's where the cash flow projections, the cash flow statements come in handy. I mean, they're not handy, they're essential. And that's one of the biggest things. If I, you know, Brian, if I could give a small business owner anything, I would help them understand the relationship between cash and accounting. They're two different things, aren't they?
Absolutely. Cash flow and accounting statements or financial statements, I mean, in terms of profit and loss, are totally different.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, small business owners don't realize that there are resources available to them free of charge locally to help them to create plans and cash flow projections, et cetera, et cetera.
Small business development centers and the university. Give us your website, Brian.
Our website is www.clearmountainbank.com.
Brian, thank you for being here. Thank you for helping to sponsor the Our Story Conference.
Thank you, Jim.
And we'll see you next time. Brian Thomas, ladies and gentlemen, he's a banker. One of our best friends, small business owners, our bankers. I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'm going to be visiting with Dr. Catherine Guerra. She's the president of Frostburg State University, and she's sitting right in front of me. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.